This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every single one of you with the best in this world and the next. In today's video, we're going to be looking at the danger of pride and how it was the reason for Iblis's demise. And it was the first sin that was committed.
ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
بسم الله الحمد لله صلاة والسلام على رسول الله. When we look at the story of Adam عليه السلام and Shaitan, there are many lessons that we can learn from these stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in the Quran. Everything that comes in the Quran is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is there for a reason. When we look at Shaytan, Iblis, so before his rebellion, he was known as Azazil, in Arabic, Harith, the cultivator. He was given status and responsibility by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. So much so that it elevated his status a great deal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows his reality. So what happened here is that self-admiration, ujub, started to creep in. And he thought that he must be somebody special in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him to this status. That he put him with the angels even though he was from the jinn. Then came the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beginning of his end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah,
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to remember when we told the angels to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. A prostration of greeting and welcoming, but in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of them prostrated except for Iblis. He refused to adhere to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he was prideful. And the reason for his pride was, he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ, that I am better than him. You created me from fire, while you created him from clay. And fire is better than clay. So this pride that he thought he was better, it was not befitting for him to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, which led to him to reject the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're at that level, you don't have a choice except to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And he became from the disbelievers. So up until this point, his name was not Iblis. And Iblis means somebody who has lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also his name is Shaytan, somebody who is far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was his pride that led him to reject the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first sin that was committed was this pride, because he thought he was better than Adam alayhi salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that a person who has even the weight of a mustard seed in his heart of pride will not enter Jannah. Pride is not the quality of the believer. It is the quality of Shaytan and his followers. A human being needs to be humble. They need to humble themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at what we're created from, what are we created from? From dirty liquid. How can we be prideful when we're so dependent on things? We're dependent on food and drink and using the bathroom and other things. We need to sleep. We depend on other people to do things for us. And then we become prideful. So the believer is the one who humbles himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And we said to Adam that dwell, you and your spouse, in heaven, and eat from it from wherever you want. Whatever you want to eat, whenever you want to eat it, However you choose to eat, do whatever you want and eat. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَ And don't come close to this tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified a tree to not go close to it, lest you become from the wrongdoers. And look at human psychology play out here. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him and his wife not to go close to this tree, don't go there, guess where his mind went? Guess where shaitan came and tried to manipulate him? Guess where he was directing him? To that one tree. The vastness of Jannah, which is not even known. How vast and wide and big Jannah is. And from all the trees, and he can do whatever he wants and enjoy with his wife there, he can do whatever they want, their attention is brought to that one tree. And even if you look at us as human beings, that's what we do. Out of all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible, what do we focus on? We focus on the things which are little that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made impermissible. That's where our attention span goes, because no, don't do it. Don't drink alcohol. Where does our mind go? It goes to the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made impermissible. Don't drink alcohol. Everything else is okay to drink, but why can't I drink alcohol? Don't eat pork. Why can't I eat pork? Shaytan comes and he makes us focus on the things, the little things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made impermissible. But what about all the things that are permissible that we can do? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us,
فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ
Shaytan kept whispering to them and lying to them and beautifying this tree in front of them until he caused them to slip and eat from it, which was the reason they got kicked out from Jannah. And this is what he's going to do. He's going to keep at it until we all slip, until we fall into that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that go down as enemies to one another. Shaytan is our enemy. He doesn't want good for us. In fact, he wants the opposite. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do, Shaytan will always tell us the opposite. Allah says pray, Shaytan says no, just relax, take it easy. You know, make tawbah later on in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be generous and kind towards others. Shaytan says don't worry about other people. You know, just focus on yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to go to Jannah, to do the actions that lead to Jannah. But Shaytan wants us to go to the hellfire. He wants us to do the things that will lead to hellfire. He's not going to come tell us directly that, hey, if you do this, you're going to go to hellfire. But he's going to beautify these deeds that we might think is good, but in reality, it is leading us to our destruction. If we look at what happened, Shaytan committed a sin, and Adam alayhi salam also committed a sin. But the difference is Shaytan, when he committed the sin, he didn't regret the fact that he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had time. He could have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked for forgiveness, but he didn't. What did he do instead? He blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his misguidance. He said, Allah, you are the one who led me astray. And instead of asking for forgiveness, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him time until the day of resurrection so that he could lead the believers astray. He made that his mission, to lead everyone that he can astray. But look at the response of Adam alayhi salam.
فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ
Adam alayhi salam, when him and his wife Hawa, they ate from the tree, they regretted it instantly. After they realized what they did, they regretted it. And he turned in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did he say? He said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا That, oh our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. He confessed to his sin. He admitted that he was wrong. He realized he made a mistake. And he asked for forgiveness. And he said, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ That if you don't forgive us, and you don't show mercy to us, we'll be amongst the losers. Allah tells us, إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ The one who is always accepting a person's repentance. But we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for that forgiveness. No matter what we've done in our lives, we need to understand that Allah is tawwab, the one who always accepts the repentance of somebody when they turn back to them. And He is Ar-Rahim, merciful to the believers. He loves us more than our own mothers love us. Now in this story, there's many lessons that we can learn. And we'll look at three of them. The first one is the danger of ujub, of self-admiration. That when a person starts to think, they look at their good deeds, and they think that, oh, I must be somebody special, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed me to do all these things. When self-admiration creeps in, we start looking down on other people. We start thinking we're better than other people. And this is a trap from the traps of shaitan. And we need to realize that any good that we do is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also not to be deceived by the fact that when we worship during times of ease. But when that first test came to shaitan to listen and to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, he rejected it. So in the same manner, when the first test comes to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that could be a difficult test. Because everything is a test in general. But when the first difficulty comes in front of us, how are we going to react? Are we going to be patient? Or are we going to be like, why Allah, why did you do this to me? The second lesson that we can learn from this is the danger of pride. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith that if somebody has the weight of a mustard seed, imagine how small a mustard seed is. The weight of that in pride will not enter Jannah. So one of the companions asked that a person likes nice clothes. They like nice shoes. Is that pride? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is jameel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and He loves beauty. But pride is rejecting the truth. Knowing the truth but choosing to reject it. And to belittle others, to look down upon others. So we need to be very careful of pride. It doesn't matter what our lineage is, which family we come from, how much money we have. None of these things are reasons for us to reject the truth or look down upon other people. But we as human beings, as Muslims, need to humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third lesson that we can learn from Adam alayhi salam is that when we make a mistake, we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what we've done, to always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that we're human, the fact that we have desires, means we have weaknesses. We will fall into sin. But the best of sinners are those individuals who realize their mistake and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now being human means that we have these weaknesses in us. Some more than others, but everyone might feel a sense of pride, might feel a sense of self-admiration. And shaitan's not going to stop. He's going to be there 24/7 trying to misguide us. He's going to put these thoughts in our hearts, put them in our mind to make us think that, oh, I'm somebody special, you know. Look at my ibadah, look how much I do. He's going to do this, and it's okay if they're there. Sometimes we like to be in denial that, no, I don't feel any pride, I don't have any pride. Or I don't feel self-admiration. But how can we combat something if we refuse to acknowledge it in the first place? So if we do have these weaknesses, we acknowledge them. And we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse our heart. To remove these thoughts, to remove pride, to remove self-admiration from our hearts. So the first thing we do is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse our hearts. And we should remind ourselves that anything that we have from success, from material things, from good faith, to doing worship, to doing acts of ibadah, is because of the mercy and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is because of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anytime we feel a sense of pride creeping in, that we might feel that we're better than this person and that person, we remind ourselves of our sins. And when we remind ourselves of our sins, we will humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what would be the case if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed our sins to the world? Would we still feel that pride? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our hearts, to bless us with true faith, and to guide us to the path that leads to Jannah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم